Trials and tribulations are inevitable in our lives, and usually they come unexpectedly. But the question is, how do we handle them? How do we face trials and tribulations in our lives? Many, many times we are got stuck into it. And so when we are stuck into handling our trials, we become so desperate. We are so depressed. We don't look beyond. Because beyond the trials, the tribulations that we face, there is a God who gives us hope. So continue hoping every time we face our trials and tribulations in life. The book of Daniel, which was written during the time of persecutions, the Jews were persecuted. So according to the book of Daniel, there will appear an image of Michael, Angel Michael, who is the guardian of his people, the defender of God. And this Michael will fulfill the promise of God, that he will guard his people from harm due to persecution. So the people who suffered persecutions during this time will look up to Michael and then look up to God, that God, after all these persecutions or in the midst of these persecutions, is in control of everything. Do we ever think of that? Do we ever realize that? That when we face trials, we look up to God and say, oh God, you are after all in control. I would not be afraid because you are here to be with me on my side to help me face and handle this trial. So in this, when people of Israel look up to Michael and to God, a sense of hope is being written in the hearts of the Israelites. A sense of hope is given to the people whose lives, or live rather, in wisdom. And those who are obedient to God's will, even if they experience such persecutions in their lives, they will enjoy the approval of God. They will be like, according to Daniel, stars in the heaven that will shine forever. So isn't this a sense of hope that in spite of the persecutions, people would continue to live in justice, in wisdom, and in obedience to God's will? For after all, God will reward them after facing and handling these persecutions in life. Actually, the model of this is none other than our Lord Jesus Christ, as stated in the letter to the Hebrews. Again, the letter presents Jesus as the high priest who intercedes before us to the Father and who offered a perfect sacrifice. Unlike the sacrifices of the high priests in the Old Testament, whom they offered repeatedly the sacrifice of blood and animals, of blood of the animals, this Jesus, who is the high priest, offered a perfect sacrifice which became the source of salvation for all people. But Jesus, as our high priest, is never exempted from trials and tribulations. He was subjected to trials and tribulations and even to a humiliating death. Humiliating death. Remember that crucifixion? Do you know that? Crucifixion is only for criminals. For criminals. Jesus was not a criminal, but he was crucified. Isn't it humiliating? It was an humiliating death. But Jesus, as our high priest, bore, carried with him all this humiliating death, these trials in his life, in obedience, in love, and in hope, and in obedience to the Father. So here we can see that Jesus, in spite of his trials and tribulations and humiliating death, maintains hope in himself because he believed that God the Father will never abandon him. In the end, God will give him the glory that is due to him. But he instills in his followers that sense of hope, never to be desperate, never to give up in the face of trials, because we have a God who continues to help us, to journey with us. So in Jesus, if we live in Jesus and with Jesus, there is no reason to despair. There is only reason to hope. Can we assure Jesus that in the face of our trials, we continue hoping in him? For after all these trials, God will vindicate us. Now the gospel, you know, when we read the gospel, it usually is horrifying. Are you horrified when you read the gospel? For those who have met for the small Christian community a week ago, when you read the gospel, it presents to us images of tribulations, signs in the heavens, like the sun will be darkened, the moon will not give its light, and the stars will fall. Remember, in Fatima, when there was that, when the sun, what do you call that? Turned upside down, I don't know what's the proper term for that. A lot of people were trembling in fear, and they thought that the end, that is the end of the world. So days of tribulation. After seeing the signs of destruction, Jesus, as a Son of Man, will come with power and glory. As what I have said a while ago, when we face trials and tribulations, we got stuck to it. So when we hear all these tribulations, we are also desperate. We are so afraid. But let us take a look. After this tribulation, the Son of Man will come. So this is the great message for us. We await that Son of Man. Let us not be stuck into the tribulation, the signs, the destruction, but rather on the coming of the Son of Man. And so the question is not when the world will end, but rather the question is, who is coming? Who is coming? It's Jesus. And if Jesus is coming, why should we be afraid? We have a God. And so this challenge, it's one of us. Because when the Son of Man comes, he will send his angels to give us, of course, judgment. That's why the challenge of the readings is for us to continue doing good. Because the just will enjoy the bliss of heaven. While those who are wicked, those who do evil, those who persecute other people will be punished. And so let us be vigilant. Let us be just in our ways. Let us be righteous. For our reward will be great in the kingdom of heaven.